Lili Nishmas, Abba Mori, Zichrono Livracha.
We're up to Simen Tafayim Beis Ipe. Ben Eitzel Aviv, Sarich Haseba, Afilu Hu Rabo Muvak. A son has to do Haseba in front of his father, even though you have to show respect for your father, and sitting in that type of relaxed position is not a sign of respect, but we assume the father is Mocho on his kavod. Tam Lufnei Rabo Ein Sarich Haseba, Afilu Ein Rabo Muvak. Elin Ken Yiten Lo Rishus. A Talmud in front of his Rebbe does not need Haseba. Really, the Shulchan, the Mishnah Brook saying she should not do Haseba unless the Rebbe gives him Rishus, because he has to act in a very respectful way in front of his Rebbe. The custom is nowadays that if you're at a Seder in front of your Rebbe, you ask permission and he gives you permission to do Haseba. That's the custom. The Talmud Chacham Muflag Bedoro Afi Shalom Amad Mimenu Klum. If you're in the presence of a great Talmud Chacham, a great Gadol, even if he's not your particular Rebbe, he is considered your Rebbe, and you don't do a Seva in front of him again, unless you ask permission. Sivav. Hasham ish tarich haseva. The person who is serving the food, the waiter at the table, also is chayv in a Seva, even though he is Meshubah, but he has to be involved in taking care of things. And that's not an aspect of freedom. But still, he's mechuyev to express freedom at the night of Pesach and to eat the basic mitzvos with haseba. Oh. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol mi shetzarich haseba im achal oshase below haseba liyotza. Whatever requires haseba, if you do without haseba in ayotza, you have to eat it again. Pesach l'achzer v'lecha v'lishos be'haseba. You have to eat it again.
So, which items require haseba?
So, we do haseba when we do the mitzvah of matzah. That's the first matzah, the korech, and the afikomen. The korech, according to some opinions, is a way of fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah, at least on a level of derabbanan, so that requires haseba. And, for the four cups of wine, you have to do haseba. By karpas, there's a discussion, and the general custom is not to do haseba by karpas. So let's say a person ate the first kezias of matzah. He didn't do haseba. So he has to go back and eat it again. That's what the Ramah says. You go back and eat the matzah again, but this time with haseba. But you wouldn't say the bracha of al-chilas matzah again. Why? Because even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you have to do the mitzvos again. It's a machlokas, and some say you don't. So therefore, even though you have to eat the matzah again, but you would not say another bracha of al-achilas matzah. If one forgot to do a seva by the afikomen, the custom is, it's a big discussion about it, you would eat, if you have not washed laim achronim yet, you would eat another afikomen, another kezias for the afikomen. Now, regarding if you forget to do a seva during the dalet kostos, so this is a complicated question, which the Ramah talks about, because you're not supposed to make it seem like there's more than four cups of wine at the Seder. And therefore, the Ramah discusses that maybe one should not go and drink an extra cup if he forgets to do a seba when drinking the four cups of wine. What to do in that case is very complicated. I would suggest not forgetting to do a seba. It's a good idea at the Seder to appoint someone to be the haseba person. And his job is that before every stage of the Seder, to remind everyone, don't forget to do haseba. So before Kiddush, he has a mark in his Haggadah, remind everyone to do haseba and drink the first cup of wine. Before the second cup of wine, he makes the announcement to tell everyone to do haseba. Before you go wash for Hamotzi, somebody reminds everyone to do haseba during Matzah and the Korech, and also before the Afikomen. It's a very good idea to have this haseba person. Make sure everyone does haseba. If you actually forget to do haseba, it's complicated. Regarding the first cup, if you had in mind to drink another cup, which most people don't, then you should right away drink another cup. If you don't have mind to drink another cup, then that's it. You don't drink another cup at the first cup. If at the second cup you forgot to do haseba, you should right away drink another cup of wine without saying a bracha. By the benching, if a person forgot to do haseba, then he should not drink another cup right afterwards. And by the fourth cup, if you've got to do haseba, again, you would not drink another cup. And there are reasons, technical reasons for that as well. But again, really, you should really try not to forget to do haseba. It makes things very complicated. And somebody should be the haseba person at the Seder, and it should be his job to remind everyone to do haseba at the Seder. Okay, we'll stop here.